Tainus.
Okay, Hilkos Tainus.
And Halachas of a fast. So again, we said we're Chayes to fast, the four main fasts, and one of them, these four fasts, and they are Tisha B'Av, the 17th of Tammuz, the 3rd of Tishrei, and Asar v'Tevis. Now, why do we fast all these days? Because we fast, because we are remembering the tzaras, that the calamities that happen on these days, in order to arouse our hearts to do tshuva. And this is going to remind us that on these days, our forefathers got punished because of the sins that they did. And therefore, the reason why we're still in the galus now is because of our sins are causing the extension of the galus and all our problems and troubles. Like the pasuk says, you should say vidoy on the sins of your sins and the sins of your forefathers. Therefore, every person is chayef, he's obligated to place his heart in these days and to look into his actions and to do tshuva on them. Because the main thing is not the fast, like we see by the people of Nineveh, after they fasted for 3 days, they fasted for 3 days straight, 3 days and three nights, they were fasting, and they were wearing sackcloth. It doesn't say over there that Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fast. Rather, it says, Vayar Hashem is ma'asem. Hashem saw their actions. Hashem saw their tshuva. The main thing is the tshuva. And the whole point of the fast is just to prepare us to be in the mode, to humble us to do tshuva. Therefore, those people, when they're fasting and they go take walks and they waste their time, they're taking the secondary thing and they're leaving the main thing. They're taking the tafel, they're leaving the ikr. So of course a person still can't just say, I'll do tshuva and not fast, because the Nevi'im said we have to fast. But the main purpose why the Nevi'im said we have to fast is in order that we should humble us to do tshuva. That's the whole point of the fast. Therefore, the shiva, usually people leave at 11 o'clock. Some guys, they try to do 6 hours. They try to go from 11 o'clock till try to do tshuva. Ours are usually in the field in Sanhedrin, if you want to see him, trying to push through. But the point is, you have to do 6 hours. But if you do tshuva, every person, if it's 10 minutes, it's 10 minutes. It's an hour, it's an hour. The main point is to look into our ways and try to see what we could, where we become better. And the main thing of tshuva really is to look, Rav Nachman says, and Rav Nachman says, the Torah is what we are doing. If we look what we are doing already, and we see where Hashem already had mercy on us, this will help us go further. Right? We'll see automatically whatever we're not doing. If we look into our day, and we look what we are doing first, and then we'll say, wow, Hashem had mercy on me, and He's going to help me do all the things that I'm not doing now. So the main way to do tshuva is by first looking at what I am doing, and from there, do tshuva on what I'm not doing. So, that's why we're going to do tshuva, especially on a day like today. Also, it's a good day to say Lukutei Tefilas for Rav Nassim, because today is Rav Nassim of Breslov's yard site on Asar B'Tavis. The same yard site as Ezra HaSefer. Right? Three things happened on today. The Romans, they laid siege around Yerushalayim on Asar B'Tavis, which is the beginning of the end, the beginning of the destruction that happened on Tisha B'Av. Also, the Torah was translated into Greek, and Ezra HaSefer died. And Rav Nassim, before he was Nifter, he told them, Ezra HaSefer is going away. He was the scribe for all Rav Nachman's writings. Rav Nachman said, if not for Rav Nassim, we didn't even have one piece of Seamus. Nothing would be left. So, and before Rav Nassim was Nifter, he felt he was like the scribe for, just like Ezra HaSefer fixed up one of his life's projects were to fix up all the bad Sefer Torah. There were a lot of Sefer Torah. His times are apostle. He's trying to fix the Sefer Torah, make sure the Sefer Torah were written properly. So also Rav Nassim, he also, it's not an accident that he was Nifter on the same day as Ezra HaSefer. He was also the scribe for Rav Nachman on this day of Asar B'Tavis. So if you want, also you can read this book through fire and water, all about Rav Nassim. So also Rav Nassim wrote Likutei Tefilas, besides for writing all Rav Nachman's writings and his Likutei Halachas, 8 volumes based on Rav Nachman's writings. He also wrote Likutei Tefilas, the Tefilas, which are based on Rav Nachman's teachings. Rav Nachman says you should make Tefilas out of his Torahs. So since we didn't know how to do that, Hashem gave us, did us a favor. The Rav Nassim taught us how to do it, but do it in tshuva. In his book, Likutei Tefilas, they have it in English also. It's called The 50th Gate. It's also a very good day, especially on his yard site, to say just a few minutes of Likutei Tefilas. Now everyone can have a nice time.
How should I label this?
What?
How should I label this?
Call this the 10th of Tavis.
Okay.